This is Sherm Global Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India Inc.
Sometimes you'll find connections in the randomest of places, and so it's happened to me with regards to today's topic of conversation. Hello and welcome to Sherm Global Radio, everybody. And let me present to you the random connection, right? So this past year in 2023, I decided to incorporate some meditation into my daily life. One of the first things I learned was sit down, close your eyes, and let your thoughts run. Don't try to control your mind. That's not what meditation is actually about. So, okay, I did that. And then the second thing that came up very early on, with just a little bit of research and exposure to meditation practices, is the idea of intention. How doing things with intention can actually drive your life forward and drive personal growth tremendously. Well, it turns out intention can also drive growth for your organization. The idea of intention-driven benchmarking and location strategies in driving growth within an organization is one that's taking center stage on today's podcast. So let's dive in. In fact, I was having a conversation with an HR professional recently, and it came up that, especially post-COVID, HR departments have been given a major hand in driving organizational growth and success. So to effectively navigate this dynamic environment, it's also essential for HR professionals to implement strategic tools and approaches that optimize growth. And in doing our research, we found that one such powerful strategy is intention-driven benchmarking. By leveraging reliable data sources, HR departments can gain valuable insights into industry best practices and set meaningful benchmarks for their own organization. Using reliable professional data sources for benchmarking is a key component of an intention-driven approach. These sources provide accurate and up-to-date information on various HR metrics like offer acceptance rates, turnover or leaver statistics, and engagement data. By comprising these metrics against industry standards, HR professionals can identify areas of improvement and set realistic goals for the organization. This data-driven approach ensures that HR departments are not basing their strategies on outdated or inaccurate information. In fact, tracking internal indicators is another crucial aspect of intention-driven benchmarking. HR departments should closely monitor key metrics that reflect the effectiveness of their own strategies and initiatives. For example, tracking offer acceptance rates can provide insights into the attractiveness of the organization's compensation package. Or monitoring turnover and leaver rates can reveal potential issues with employee satisfaction and retention. By regularly analyzing and acting upon these internal indicators, it's important to also act upon them, remember, HR professionals can optimize their strategies and ensure that they're aligned with the organization's goals. In fact, it also leads to the money, honey. A holistic compensation strategy involves considering not just the salary and benefits offered to the employees, but also the overall value proposition of the organization. Benefits, especially, play a crucial role in this. Offering a comprehensive benefits package can attract and retain top talent while also enhancing employee satisfaction and engagement. HR departments should carefully analyze data to determine the most common and desired benefits offered by industry-leading organizations. Incorporating these into their compensation strategy, a company's HR can position itself as an employer of choice. And on top of benchmarking external data, HR professionals should also conduct internal surveys and feedback sessions to understand the unique needs and preferences of their workforce. This information can be used to tailor the compensation strategy to the specific requirements of the organization's employees. By taking a holistic approach to compensation, HR departments can strike the right balance between industry standards, organizational values, and employee expectations. But in all that talk about benefits, the question of what is the benefit of an intention-driven benchmarking approach within HR also comes up, and rightfully so. Well, it actually offers several benefits. Let's break it down. Firstly, it ensures that HR strategies are aligned with industry best practices and reflect the latest trends and developments. By benchmarking against top-performing organizations, HR professionals can identify areas for improvement and implement strategies that drive growth and success. To add to that, intention-driven benchmarking also allows HR departments to adapt to evolving market conditions and organizational needs. By regularly reviewing and analyzing benchmarking data, companies can stay ahead of industry shifts and proactively adjust their strategies. This agility is crucial in a fast-paced business environment where organizations must constantly adapt to remain competitive. Another key benefit of intention-driven benchmarking is improved talent attraction and retention. By offering competitive compensation packages and meeting or exceeding overall industry standards, organizations can position themselves as desirable employers. This not only attracts top talent, but also builds employee satisfaction and reduces turnover rates. Music to your ears, isn't it? So in many ways, intention-driven benchmarking helps create an enhanced employer brand for your company. And you know how we started today's episode with the mention of random connections? Here's another one for you. Location plays a pretty significant role in an intention-driven benchmarking and location strategy for HR. According to Gartner, 72% of CFOs anticipate that the corporate real estate footprint will decrease over the next few years. 72%. That's a pretty bold claim. And if you're wondering how it matters to HR, allow me to explain. Now, HR leaders must ensure that location strategy considerations go beyond real estate, corporate taxes, and government incentives. Partnering with the business to build a location strategy that considers current and future talent needs. You know, different locations can have distinct market dynamics, compensation norms, and talent pools as well. HR departments should consider these variations and incorporate them into their benchmarking and location strategies to optimize growth. When analyzing benchmarking data, it's essential to take into account location-specific factors. For example, the cost of living can vary significantly from one location to another. HR professionals should consider these differences when determining compensation packages to ensure that they are competitive and attractive for employees in each location. Additionally, the strategic choices of an organization can also be influenced by location. Some locations may offer unique advantages in terms of access to talent, industry clusters, or infrastructure. HR departments need to evaluate these factors and incorporate them into their location strategy. Now, that's all about on-site. But what about off-site? Well, technically, remote work and virtual teams have become increasingly common, but there is still significant value in having teams physically together. The synergy that arises from face-to-face interactions cannot be replicated in a virtual environment. We've tried, sometimes we've succeeded, but most times we've realized the possibilities or limitations of the remote working model. And so it's important that HR departments consider this aspect as well when developing their location strategy. Physical proximity fosters collaboration, creativity, and innovation. So when teams are co-located, they can easily communicate, share ideas, and build strong working relationships. This synergy often leads to enhanced productivity and better outcomes. So as HR professionals, also take into account the benefits of physical proximity when determining the optimal location for your workforce. But you know, in today's globalized world, it's not always feasible or necessary for all teams to physically be together all the time. We're cognizant of this. Remote work and virtual collaboration have their own advantages, like access to a broader talent pool and flexibility for employees. So you can also aim to strike a balance between co-location and remote work based on the specific needs of the organization and the nature of the work being performed. And to add to this checklist of sorts, also make sure to pay attention to your access to talent, because that is perhaps the most crucial factor in a location strategy. Identify locations with a strong talent pool in your industry or field of expertise. By positioning the organization in close proximity to top talent, HR departments can attract and retain the best employees, which in turn drives growth and innovation. Like we made note of, HR departments are now playing an ever-important role in driving growth within an organization. And leveraging HR in an intention-driven benchmarking and location strategy can really help drive that growth. It's important that HR departments regularly assess the skills, competencies, and capabilities of their workforce to ensure that they align with the organization's strategic goals and evolving market conditions. Identifying gaps or areas for development helps HR professionals devise training and development programs that enhance employee performance and drive growth. HR departments must develop strategies that position the organization as an employer of choice. This includes offering competitive compensation packages, providing opportunities for career advancement and professional development, as well as creating a positive work culture. Might sound like a bit of a tired cliche at this point, but investing in the growth and development of employees helps organizations attract top talent and retain their best performers. Most cliches become cliches because they're true. Incorporating intention-driven benchmarking and location strategy in recruitment efforts allows HR professionals to create recruitment strategies that attract the brightest talent in the right locations. A targeted approach like this one ensures that organizations have the necessary skills and expertise that propel growth and success. So both of these tools, intention-driven benchmarking as well as location strategies, can be powerful tools for optimizing growth, recruitment, and workplace culture. They empower HR departments to unlock the full potential of their workforce. And like I said in the beginning, everything is made better with intention. I hope you've intently listened to today's podcast. Thank you for tuning in to SHRM Global Radio. We'll be back with some more interesting thoughts from the world of HR shortly. But in the meantime, stay safe and stay happy.
This is SHRM Global Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India, Inc.